Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Anything Goes. I'm Emma Chamberlain, your host. We're talking about clothes today. I was kind of inspired to do this because I've been getting back into clothes. I had a little phase there where I was not excited about clothes, fashion, any of that stuff. And I'll tell you why. Social media. Let me explain.
This episode is presented by Häagen-Dazs. It's love at first bite with the new Häagen-Dazs Dulce de Leche Bar, featuring rich caramel dulce de leche ice cream, swirled with thick, milky dulce de leche ribbons and dipped in milk chocolate. Indulgent? Yes. The perfect way to treat yourself? Absolutely. Find at retailers nationwide. That's Dazs. This episode is brought to you by Bumble. Dating can be exhausting. Even just getting to the dating stage is a little bit overwhelming. You know, I'm not somebody who loves casually dating. I like to be in a relationship. Finding somebody you're attracted to is challenging enough, but then making sure that you're compatible is a whole other challenge. Well, Bumble is helping take some of the pressure off. Now you can make the first move or not. It's entirely up to you, thanks to Bumble's new feature, Opening Moves. It's a simple way to start conversations. Just choose a question and let your matches reply to kick off the chat. Try Opening Moves on the new Bumble. Download Bumble now. This episode is brought to you by Purina. As the owner of two cats, I totally understand the healing power of pets, and so does Purina, which is why they're addressing the youth mental health crisis by making pet therapy more accessible. Research shows that pet therapy can help reduce stress, anxiety, and depression, as well as boost self-confidence. So to help ensure there's a therapy dog available for any kid who needs it, Purina is helping get more certified, starting with their employees' pets. To learn more, visit purina.com/mental health.
I feel like within the past year, fashion and the internet have gone through a crazy phase where it seemed like trends and clothing pieces were going viral for like months at a time. And then everybody would hate them. And I've actually seen some people talk about this, which is crazy because I had been noticing this throughout this past year and it was exhausting. And I didn't see anyone talking about it, but I was thinking it in the back of my head. And now people are talking about it and people are noticing it, which is so interesting because I kind of thought that I was crazy. And I was like, maybe this is just normal. Like maybe this is just how trend cycles go. You know, things get trendy for a second and then they're not anymore. But it was weird because there were certain pieces, literally, like it would be a certain dress or a certain top or a certain pair of pants that would literally go viral. Everybody would buy it and then nobody would like it anymore. And it was like specific pieces. Like I can name one, for example. There was this green dress that was from a brand called House of Sunny. And I remember it went so viral. Everybody was obsessed with this dress. It went viral on TikTok, okay? And then everybody bought it and then it became boring and nobody cared about it anymore. And that's like the most prominent example. Like that's the most popular example I know of this happening. But I could name 10 other pieces that this has happened to. And it's not even just specific pieces. It's also just trends in general. I know charm necklaces went super viral. Everybody was wearing charm necklaces, making charm necklaces, and it became this hot trend for a moment. And now I feel like people don't really care as much about charm necklaces. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, it feels like the trends are getting shorter and shorter. And I noticed this happening while it was happening. And I think TikTok plays a huge role in it, but I noticed it while it was happening, but I wasn't fully conscious of it, right? Like I noticed it happening and I could feel it happening, but I wasn't really digesting the thought. Does that make sense? It was something that I noticed in my subconscious. But then recently I really started to think about it and just started to think about how trends move so quickly these days. Like things are loved for a month max. And then everybody's ditching it and they're on to the next thing. And I think the reason why trends are lasting so short time is because of social media and because we see the same shit over and over again on our Instagram feeds and it gets old so quickly. Whereas before the internet, the only time that you would see stuff was in magazines and in person and maybe on TV. And that's how trends started. But now we get to see anybody and everybody at any given time of the day on social media, and it's causing the lifespan of trends to be so much shorter. And this whole situation of trends coming and going within a month started to stress me out subconsciously because it felt like I could never catch up. And to be brutally honest, I didn't have the energy to catch up. But at the same time, I've never been somebody who cared too much about trends. I will totally follow a trend if I like it. Don't get me wrong. But also, I don't confine myself in a box. Like, if I like something that's not necessarily trendy, I will just wear it and I don't care. But also, if I see a trend that I enjoy, I will totally hop on the trend and enjoy it. Because I don't like to put boundaries on my style. I just like to wear whatever makes me feel good and what excites me. And it's simple as that. But for some reason, the quickening trend cycle made me really uninspired when it came to clothes because it felt like everything was so oversaturated, right? Like one trend would get huge and it was all anybody was wearing. And then the next day, nobody liked it anymore. And it was shit on. And something about that energy just made me really stressed out at the idea of wearing clothes for some reason, because it felt like everything was coming and going so quickly. I just felt overwhelmed. And for a period of time, I actually literally considered becoming almost a minimalist with my fashion and just wearing blue jeans and a white tank top every day. Like, I'm not kidding. I considered it. I almost considered getting rid of my clothes, donating them, giving them a better home, and just buying a bunch of white tank tops and then wearing them with jeans every day. Like, I heavily consider just coming up with a uniform, almost like how Steve Jobs has a uniform or Mark Zuckerberg has a uniform. If you see a photo of Steve Jobs, he's probably wearing a black turtleneck and jeans. And if you look at a photo of Mark Zuckerberg, he's probably wearing a gray t-shirt and jeans. They have a uniform. Something about that was appealing to me. I was like, wow, that seems like a fucking relief. Like, that is tempting. But at the same time, deep down, I do love clothes. I do love fashion. And I'm genuinely passionate about it. So I was like, okay, how can I find a happy medium here? Because the whole trend cycle is stressing me out. Things are coming and going too quickly. I don't even want to pay attention to that. I need to figure out another way to get inspired when it comes to fashion, you know, because looking to social media is not working for me right now. It's not working for me. So I started looking at photos from the past, you know, magazines from the past, which I've already done for quite a while now, but not as heavily as I have been recently. I've been really looking at, you know, old photos, stuff from the 50s to the 90s, anything in between, just looking at old photos, old magazines, old album covers, old photo shoots, whatever it may be, and trying to get my inspiration from that. But then also just trying to get inspiration from my own brain, because I just can't follow these trend cycles anymore. And it was so exhausting that it made me just not even want to try when it came to wearing clothes anymore. But I found a new structure when it comes to clothing and finding inspiration. And it's a little bit more sustainable because I'm pulling inspiration from the past rather than from my TikTok for you page, which luckily I don't have a TikTok anymore. I actually have not been on TikTok in over a month, but regardless, I'm not even getting inspiration as much from my Instagram feed. Although I feel like Instagram can still be good sometimes because there's a lot of cool, interesting stuff on there that's not as like trendy and sensational. Like I feel like TikTok is all trendy, sensational shit. Whereas Instagram, I think there's more of a variation of content. It's not as saturated with these super short-lived trends, you know? I don't know. TikTok is crazy because it starts trends that go nationwide, like overnight. This is unrelated to fashion, but when a TikTok about chlorophyll water went viral, everybody started buying chlorophyll to put in their water, and chlorophyll was like sold out everywhere. It's the same thing with clothes, but it's exhausting. And listen, don't get me wrong. If something becomes a sensational overnight trend and I see it and I like it, if I like it, I might purchase it. If it's something that I feel like I'm going to wear a lot and it's something that I feel like will get its use in my closet, I don't care if it becomes boring tomorrow. If I genuinely like something, I'm going to buy it. I think the problem with clothes and trends going viral on TikTok is that it's less about people thinking, oh, I really love this and I'm going to wear this every day. And it's more like, oh, I need to stay up to date and I need to get the latest trendy thing. And it's not as much about what do I want to have in my closet for years to come, you know? And that's where the problem lies. And that's where it's uninspiring for me because it's like, okay, are these pieces cute or are we just buying them because they're viral? You can really go down a mental rabbit hole with that. But anyway, I don't want to be shitting on trendy stuff because don't get me wrong, like trendy stuff can be really fun and some trends are really cute and some of them might even end up being timeless at some point, who knows? But right now, it's hard to know and everything can be so overwhelming. And I think that the best bet when it comes to finding your own personal style and not falling victim to these overnight trends is to try to lean towards more timeless pieces. When it comes to buying new clothes, instead of buying the latest and greatest viral green dress, maybe go to a thrift store and find like a really nice timeless button up instead. You're gonna save money and you're gonna have that white button up in your closet for the next 10 years probably. You see what I'm saying? I think that we all need to shift how we look at the consumption of clothing. You can be trendy without having the latest viral item. I really think that you're better off going to a thrift store or going to a vintage store and finding cool, timeless pieces that have stood the test of time and still made it into a store. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I think there's something better about that. I also think that there's more creativity in that too. Like, going to thrift stores, going to vintage stores, or going to stores that maybe have a more timeless aesthetic, if you will, and finding pieces that genuinely speak to you instead of just buying a piece because you saw it on your TikTok For You page. You know what I'm saying? I think going into a thrift store forces you to kind of be creative. You know, there's no trend racks. There's no mannequin with an outfit on it for inspiration. Like, you kind of just have to pull shit out of your ass. And I think it forces you to be more creative. I don't know. I've kind of gotten back into thrift shopping more. I took a break from shopping for quite a few months because I just was so uninspired by clothes in the fashion world for a hot second there because I was like, this is just exhausting me. But I'm getting back into shopping and I'm trying to find new pieces now that, in my opinion, are timeless, that genuinely excite me regardless of whether or not they're necessarily considered trendy right now. Because you know what? Here's the other thing about this crazy fast trend cycle that's going on is that I don't even know really what is trendy anymore because things are coming and going so quickly that what even is trendy right now? Do you know what I'm saying? It's almost like anything can be trendy now because the ball is rolling so fucking quickly, which is kind of great because now more than ever, anything could become the next big trend. And I think that if you look at it like that, it's actually really inspiring fashion-wise and exciting because it's like, okay, well, anything can become irrelevant to tomorrow, but also anything could become trendy tomorrow. So I'm just going to wear whatever the fuck I want. And who cares? If you look at it like that, that's actually kind of exciting. And the fast moving trend cycle is a little bit less stressful and upsetting. But that's all to say that I encourage you guys all to go thrift shopping. It's affordable. It's creative in a sense. It can be kind of difficult. It can be kind of frustrating, but it's good for the planet too, because you're, you know, not adding to waste. And it forces you to find pieces that genuinely speak to you rather than listening to your favorite TikToker. You know what I'm saying? Or your favorite IG baddie. That's also to say, and I have to say this, of course, if you see something that you really love and you think you're going to wear for a long time, you can buy that too. Listen, you can do whatever you want in this life. All right. I'm just giving advice. Okay. I'm not telling you what the fuck to do. But on that note, I thought it would be fun to discuss some of the fashion trends right now. And I'm going to share whether or not I think they are timeless or they're a trend that's going to die tomorrow. And I'm also going to give my opinions on them. And I asked you guys on the Twitter at AG Podcast to tweet at me some trends that are going on right now so that I could comment on them. Listen, I'm no pro. I don't really know what I'm talking about, but I'm just going to give my opinion. And you guys can totally agree or disagree and tweet at me and tell me you think I'm stupid for what I said. And I won't be mad because this is an open conversation. Okay, first thing, leather. I think that leather is timeless. Truly. And I'm not talking about leather as in like real leather, like it needs to be real leather. The look of leather, right? Like faux leather, real leather, vintage leather. That's all of it. I recommend buying vintage leather if you're going to purchase leather because it's better, but I don't want to get into that right now. I think that the look of leather, the aesthetic of leather is timeless. I think you can't really go wrong. And I think that it generally always looks good. I personally love it. I love wearing leather pants. I just can't imagine them not being popular. I feel like if you look back in time, since probably even like the 70s, leather pants have been in, leather jackets have been in one way or another. Whether it was brown leather, maybe more in the 70s, and then in the 80s and 90s, more black leather. I feel like leather has just followed us throughout time. And I think that you can't really go wrong. Next, somebody said blazers. Okay, you know, I might have a slightly controversial opinion on blazers, but I think that blazers are not always timeless. I think that blazers can be timeless depending on how they fit. I think that wearing a blazer oversized, really big, really slouchy, is more trendy and it's not timeless. Whereas wearing a blazer that fits properly, I think is timeless. I think that the oversized blazer thing is cute, but I also just don't think that that's something that's going to last the test of time. Whereas a normal fitting blazer is something that, again, has followed us through history, and I can see it continuing to be a closet staple forever. Not forever. Maybe forever. I don't know. But I'm also not the biggest blazer fan. Like, in general, I just don't really love them. I don't like the way that they make me look. I feel like it's really easy to drown in a blazer, you know, especially if you're wearing an oversized one. I prefer pretty much any other jacket over a blazer. I just don't like them that much, but I think that a classy fitting blazer is timeless. Somebody said long skirts. Again, long skirts I think are great. And as I'm getting older, I'm really learning to appreciate them. I think they are absolutely timeless. I think that there are so many silhouettes of long skirts that are cute and flattering. I just think long skirts are great. And I really think that they're cute, and I never liked them growing up because I always felt like they made me look like a grandma. But now that I'm getting older, I'm like, no, long skirts are great. And if you're kind of like me and you look at a long skirt and you're like, that is giving me grandma vibes. Like, I cannot unsee the grandma vibes in the skirt. The key to kind of elevating a long skirt is to add some sort of edgy shoe. Like maybe wear it with a Doc Marten. Maybe wear it with a loafer. Maybe wear it with like a chunky boot and pair it with a tighter fitting top. Maybe even a cropped shirt if that's your vibe. Or even with like a sweatshirt, weirdly enough. Like that can look cute. It sounds crazy, but even that can kind of make it more edgy. Like there are ways that you can make a long skirt look badass. It doesn't need to be grandma vibes and boring. And I cannot see long skirts ever not being in the fashion world. Somebody said high socks with sneakers. I personally love high socks with sneakers, not high socks like to the knee socks, but I love wearing sneakers with a little scrunched down white sock. I think it looks incredible. It's like my favorite thing ever. I never wear sneakers without socks that are scrunched down. Do I think that this is necessarily something that's timeless? I'm not so sure. But it's also such a subtle element of an outfit that I think that it is timeless. Personally, I find that it's more flattering to wear scrunched socks with sneakers. It is more flattering for my legs. It makes me look taller for some reason. And I love it. I also think that there's something kind of preppy about it. And I think it's great. So I'm fully on board with scrunched white socks and sneakers. Next, somebody said, anything animal printed. Animal prints are not timeless. And people may disagree with me on this, but I do not think that they're timeless. Like, you look at the early 2000s Jersey Shore era and you think of cheetah print, and I'm sorry, but that's not timeless whatsoever. Like, that clearly lived its moment in 2010, and it clearly would not fly now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it could fly. Listen, people can do whatever the fuck they want. Amen. But it definitely is something that we look back on now and we're like, well, that was a moment for sure. Wouldn't really do that now, but it was definitely a moment back then. But now, no, which means it's not timeless. I think that animal prints can be timeless if done correctly, but because it's so rarely done correctly, I'm going to say that it's not timeless. There's such like a fine line with animal print, in my opinion. Like, it can really go south quick. I know there is a whole trendy zebra pant phase on TikTok. That was not timeless. People got over that really quickly, which kind of proves my point here. Everybody was wearing like different variations of zebra print pants on TikTok. And I swear to God, I maybe saw that for a week and then nobody liked zebra print pants anymore. I don't know. It just never seems to last. It has little bursts here and there throughout the years where it works and people love it and it's fun. And then it just, nobody likes it anymore. I don't know. Don't get me wrong. I think a fun animal print piece can be fun sometimes, but I just think you have to be careful with it. And that's why it's a risk, because it doesn't always work. It's a really hard thing to make work. But let me tell you though, when it does work, it can be badass. So I would say trust your instinct when it comes to animal print and, you know, watch your back.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. Dating can be exhausting. Even just getting to the dating stage is a little bit overwhelming. You know, I'm not somebody who loves casually dating. I like to be in a relationship. Finding somebody you're attracted to is challenging enough, but then making sure that you're compatible is a whole other challenge. Well, Bumble is helping take some of the pressure off. Now you can make the first move or not. It's entirely up to you. Thanks to Bumble's new feature, Opening Moves. It's a simple way to start conversations. Just choose a question and let your matches reply to kick off the chat. Try Opening Moves on the new Bumble. Download Bumble now. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. When you're feeling down, sometimes it's good to be alone, but talking can also be a big help. Keeping everything bottled up is not great for your health. It would cause me a lot of stress and anxiety. It's almost like, I use this metaphor a lot, but it's almost like carrying a backpack around. And when you have stuff bottled up, it gets added to the backpack. And when you talk about it, you get to take it out of the backpack. Now the backpack's a little bit lighter. Once I got older and I learned how to communicate, I never stopped because I like having an empty backpack. It just feels better and my quality of life is better. When you need to talk and need a safe space, I highly recommend therapy. It's a great way to work through whatever's bothering you in a judgment-free place. There's something really special about having a resource to talk to that is not involved in your life on a personal level. So if you want to give therapy a try, check out BetterHelp. It's entirely online, convenient, and flexible. It's also easy to get started. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/anything today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/anything.
Somebody said knee-high boots, like the ones that are just under the knee. I think knee-high boots are timeless. There are so many different variations of knee-high boots. I think some of them are trendier than others. But I think generally the concept of knee-high boots are absolutely timeless and super versatile, especially with dresses and skirts. And I think that you can't go wrong. Next, somebody said cowboy boots. Cowboy boots, I don't know. I can't make up my mind. I think that they're trendy, usually. There are exceptions, but I think generally cowboy boots are trendy. Cowboy boots actually did kind of go viral on TikTok and on the internet in general. Everybody was wearing cowboy boots for a hot minute there. That trend is actually still kind of going on. I still see people wearing cowboy boots. I think that they're really cute. I love that trend, but at the same time, I think that in a year, nobody's going to be wearing cowboy boots. That's just my prediction. Listen, I don't fucking know, okay? But I think that cowboy boots are kind of like animal print in a sense where they come back into style for little bursts of time throughout the years, but they're never really a closet staple. Unless you actually are wearing cowboy boots because you are in fact a cowboy, which is different and not included in this. I'm more talking about mainstream, you know, social media fashion, right? That's what I'm discussing here. Actual cowboys, y'all can wear your cowboy boots every day and this does not apply to you. You guys are different. But yeah, I don't know. I think cowboy boots are really cute. I actually love them. I think they look great, but I also don't think that they're necessarily timeless. And we'll see. I think something to keep in mind is that things like animal print and cowboy boots are very much statement pieces. They're very bold. They're very loud, right? And things like that tend to not be as timeless, I've noticed. Things that are really distinct and really bold don't tend to be as timeless. Another example would be like neon colors. Super bold, super bright, super noticeable, kind of a statement, not timeless. Neon colors are absolutely not timeless at all. And it's because I think things that are too loud tend to not stand the test of time, because when something is super noticeable and super obvious and super attention seeking, it grasps everybody's attention that it passes, right? You see somebody wearing cowboy boots with crazy colors and stuff like that. You see somebody wearing animal print. It forces your mind to pay attention to it, right? And you become almost too conscious of it. And then you get bored of it, because as human beings, if we see something too many times, we get bored of it. Something like a white tank top and blue Levi's are timeless because you can see them a million times, but they're not so noticeable and loud that you're fixated on them whenever you see them. They kind of pass by. They pass under your nose. And you don't even notice them. And that's why they stand the test of time. Somebody said skinny jeans. Okay, skinny jeans, I hope that they never come back. I genuinely hope that they never come back. I, number one, think that they are kind of a disgrace to more traditional fitting jeans, like vintage 501 style straight leg jeans. Because not only are skinny jeans uncomfortable as fuck, but also they're not as attractive as a more traditional style cut jean. You know, more classic silhouettes of jeans are just so much more attractive, but also more comfortable. Skinny jeans are uncomfortable and they maybe survived for 7 years and then everybody pretty much was over it. They are definitely not timeless. And I honestly hope that they never come back. Speaking of that, somebody also said low-rise jeans. I do not think that low-rise jeans are timeless by any means. I also do not like them. Again, they're uncomfortable. They feel so revealing. Like wearing low-rise jeans, I feel like I'm naked. Like I feel less naked when I'm actually naked, okay? They're awful. But at the same time, have I seen outfits with low-rise jeans that I thought looked cute? Absolutely. Not too low-rise though. I'm not talking about low-rise jeans that could turn you into an R-rated movie character in approximately one false move. I'm talking about low-rise jeans that are like at least kind of wearable. You know what I'm saying? Like think more closer to mid-rise, but not quite. Still technically low-rise, but like way closer to mid-rise. I've seen outfits with pants like that that are cute, jeans like that that are cute. But I don't think that they're timeless because they're kind of similar to the whole cheetah prints of the world, the neon colors of the world, where it's kind of a bold statement, right? You know, when you're wearing low-rise pants, chances are, you know, you can see your midriff in a sense, and they're noticeable because they're kind of loud in a way. I don't know how to explain it. You probably know what I'm saying here, but they're kind of a statement, and that doesn't last. It just doesn't last. Somebody said tiny sunglasses. I think it depends on what they look like, because I think that there are some tiny sunglasses that absolutely are not timeless, and then there are some that are timeless. I think when it comes to sunglasses, if you're wearing glasses that have a classic wire rim and a classic black lens or a classic brown lens or even a classic like orange lens, you can pretty much guarantee that those are going to be timeless. No matter what the size of the glasses are, they're probably going to be timeless. But if we're talking about crazy colored lenses or crazy reflective lenses or crazy shapes, like little tiny sunglasses that are shaped like hearts or flames or tiny, tiny circles or things like that. And honestly, I actually hate glasses like that. I don't mind tiny frames. Like I don't mind tiny glasses as long as they have a classic look to them. You know what I'm saying? They stick to neutral metals and the lenses aren't reflective and they're neutral colors and they're not so small on your face that you look like one of the three blind mice. You know what I'm saying? There's a fine line. Sunglasses actually are crazy how they have trend cycles on their own. It's crazy to see. Like you wouldn't think that like something as minute when it comes to fashion as sunglasses would be so specific in their trend cycles. But I mean, you see sunglasses come in and out so quickly. Like right now, the trendy sunglasses are black frames, thick black frames with colored lenses. I'm obsessed with these. I actually think that those might be timeless. Even though they're super trendy right now, I think that they might be timeless because you look back in history and see people wearing glasses like this and they just are always cute and they're always flattering. I don't think that, even though they're kind of blowing up right now and they're kind of hot right now, I see these lasting forever. I don't think that they will ever be cringed at. Somebody said bucket hats. I don't know. I don't think that bucket hats are timeless. I think a more timeless alternative would be like a baseball cap. Like baseball caps are absolutely timeless. I'm actually starting to get into wearing baseball caps. I never wore them my whole life because I always thought that they looked bad on me. And they probably do, to be honest, but I really love them now. And you just can't go wrong with a baseball cap. Whereas like a bucket hat, I don't know as much. I think that they're cute for now, but I don't know about how those are going to hold up in 10 years or even 1 year. I don't know why I said 10 years, even 1 year. Somebody said leg warmers, not timeless. I do not think that leg warmers are timeless. I also personally don't love them because I feel like they're so clearly an unnecessary accessory that it almost ruins them for me. Like you're not wearing leg warmers because you need to be wearing leg warmers, you know, like this seems inconvenient and unnecessary. That's just the way that my brain works, you know. And that's why I don't really like them. I also think that they're so specific and they're so unnecessary that that's why they're never going to be timeless, because they're just not necessary. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, okay, this is fun for, you know, a few weeks, but no, like it's not going to work forever. Like this is not, like, I don't think that it ever sticks. It's been trendy before in the past, but it always goes away. And I think that that's going to happen again now. Somebody said mesh fabric. You know, I think mesh fabric is timeless and I actually love it. I think mesh fabric is so great. I think that it can be so classy and so sophisticated, but it can also be really fun and youthful and exciting. And it's so versatile of a fabric. I think that mesh will always be, in one way or another, going on. Like, I think it'll always be going on. And I think it's great. Like, I struggle to wear mesh because it can be kind of annoying, right? Because mesh is like frustrating. It's like, okay, what type of bra am I going to be wearing with this? You know, do I want people to know that I'm wearing a bra, or do I want to make it look like I'm not wearing a bra? Like, what is my plan here? That's the only thing about it that's kind of annoying. But I actually love the look of, you know, wearing a cute bralette with something mesh on top. I think it can be both fun and playful. I think mesh is great. Somebody said leggings. I feel like leggings are not something that are even timeless or not, because their purpose is for exercise, which in a way makes them timeless, right? Because people are going to be exercising for the rest of our existence. So unless something comes in and replaces leggings, leggings are going to be timeless, you know? And I don't see anything replacing leggings ever. Like, they're, I cannot imagine or comprehend a workout pant that would serve the same purpose as leggings besides leggings. When it comes to wearing leggings as a fashion statement, that's a little bit different, because I do not think that wearing leggings as a fashion statement is something that's timeless. Although I will say that there are some amazing, more trendy patterned leggings out in the world right now that I think are amazing and that I love and that I would absolutely enjoy in the present moment. Do I think it's going to last forever? Probably not, but I don't care, because I actually like that trend and I think it's really fun and interesting and also comfortable, and I'm all about that comfort. I need to get some like fun, interesting leggings. That's on my wish list. Somebody said platform shoes. Ooh, this is tough. I think some platform shoes are timeless and some are not. I'll give an example. So like platform Doc Martens, in my opinion, are absolutely timeless. A platform simple sneaker, I think, is timeless. A platform boot, like a platform black chunky boot, timeless. Okay. But there were these style of chunky, almost rave-like sneaker boot hybrid shoes that a lot of people were wearing probably a year and a half ago. I actually had a pair. Those were not timeless. They were definitely platform shoes, but they were not timeless. Take a shot every time I say timeless and you are not going to be feeling so good. Do not do that. I will go to jail if you do that. So just do not do that. But platform shoes can be hit or miss. I think it really depends on the shoe itself, but I think more simple platform shoes will always be in my opinion. Somebody said layered jewelry / chunky jewelry. That's trendy. I think that's trendy. I do not see that being something that we still do maybe 2 years from now. I would give that another 2 years. And then I think it's going to be a little stale. I even think now it's a little stale, especially silver jewelry, like the whole kind of chunky silver jewelry everywhere. I just think it's overdone. Like, there's only so many ways that you can do that. And it's such a statement that I think everybody's kind of bored of it. And I think that we may end up reverting back to more simple jewelry. I find that I'm more attracted to simple jewelry. I had a phase there where I was really enjoying chunky, more kind of edgy silver jewelry. And I loved that. And I was kind of leaning into that probably a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. And then more recently, I just started wearing gold jewelry instead, just classic gold jewelry, you know, all gold earrings, gold necklaces, simple gold necklaces, simple gold rings. I do enjoy playing with my rings sometimes and even my necklaces sometimes, but on a day-to-day basis, like I love the look of simple, dainty gold jewelry. I think that that's timeless and it goes with everything and it's great. Again, to each their own though. Speaking of jewelry, somebody said colorful rings. I don't know if you guys have seen this trend. I've totally hopped on this trend of like colorful enamel rings in all different shapes and sizes and stuff like that. I do not think that these are timeless by any means, but I also think that they're really cute and fun and bubbly, and I still wear them sometimes. I think they're cute. I'm kind of getting bored of them now, if I'm being honest. I'm kind of reverting back to wearing primarily gold jewelry. I'm not really into silver jewelry right now. I really don't like it. I don't know what changed because I used to only like silver jewelry on me. But recently I've been more into gold. But yeah, I don't know. I do not think that it's timeless, but I think that it was a fun trend and I definitely hopped on it. It was a fun way to accessorize, you know, and I personally like wearing bright colors and fun colors. And I thought that they were a perfect accessory for more colorful outfits. So they were fun for a second. They also look delicious. Like they look like candy. And I think I just deep down wanted to eat them more than I actually even liked wearing them. Like I just wish that I could have eaten them. So somebody said corset tops. Corset tops have a very strong role in history. They are a specific piece that has a lot of history behind them, which in a way makes them a classic, right? But I think that the way that people are wearing corsets today is very trendy. You know, there was a huge trend where people were taking dresses or long t-shirts and then putting a corset over it. That to me is very trendy and not something that I see happening in another year or so. But when it comes to just wearing a simple, dainty corset, I think that that is something that will never get old. I think a big part of corsets is how they are styled. If you wear a corset with some blue jeans and like some classic loafers or boots, that to me is something that I think will stand the test of time. But wearing a corset over top of a dress or over top, it depends on the dress. Don't get me wrong. Like it definitely depends on the dress. But wearing a corset in more of like a modern way, I just do not see that working out long term. Somebody said Doc Martens. I'm going to say this once and I won't say it again. Doc Martens are timeless. Speaking of that, I'm going to name all the shoes that I think are timeless. I think that high top Converse are timeless. I think black boots in any capacity are pretty much timeless. I think plain white Adidas sneakers or Reeboks, either of those are timeless. As long as they're very plain and simple, I think that they're timeless. I think stilettos are kind of timeless. Whereas I do not think that wedges are timeless. Like a wedged heel, I do not think that that's timeless. But a stiletto, I mean, it's kind of timeless. And a lot of my opinions are literally based on my own opinion. I don't know what I'm talking about. But I would love to hear if you guys agree with me or if I'm just spouting off complete nonsense here. But it's almost like I get a feeling when I look at a piece of clothing and I know whether or not it's going to be timeless. I don't think that it's because I'm a genius. I think it's because I love going on Pinterest and looking at old photos from decades prior. And so my brain is just, it's not like I have some sort of fucking superpower. It's literally because I just enjoy looking at that stuff. But at the same time, did I go to college for this shit? Hell no. I didn't go to college at all. And so I don't really know what I'm talking about.
This episode is brought to you by Purina. As the owner of two cats, I totally understand the healing power of pets, and so does Purina, which is why they're addressing the youth mental health crisis by making pet therapy more accessible. Research shows that pet therapy can help reduce stress, anxiety, and depression, as well as boost self-confidence. So to help ensure there's a therapy dog available for any kid who needs it, Purina is helping get more certified, starting with their employees' pets. To learn more, visit purina.com/mental health. This episode is brought to you by Batiste. I do spend a lot of time in front of a camera. Although sometimes my hair looks bad, I love when it looks good. So when I heard about Batiste's two new products, I had to check them out. It's dry shampoo powered by you. The touch-activated dry shampoo releases fragrance whenever you touch your hair. And the sweat-activated dry shampoo absorbs oil and releases fragrance as you sweat. You know what's an underrated compliment? Your hair smells good. Always feels good when it happens. Batiste, the future of hair care is here. Buy Batiste dry shampoo online or in-store at your nearest retailer.
Somebody said cargo pants, not timeless, but I actually do like cargo pants sometimes. I think that they can be really fun, but they can also be terrible. Like when the whole like camo cargo pant thing was going on, I was like obsessed with it, but that shit died so quick. Everybody was wearing camo, bright colored like camo pants. Listen, it was a moment for sure, but like I'm glad that shit's over. That was not good. But I think that cargo pants are not necessarily timeless because I feel like when I look at cargo pants now, I'm bored. Like I'm bored of them. Unless they're like super simple vintage cargo pants. Even then, I don't know. I think that cargo pants come and go. I don't think that they are forever. I don't think they're a forever thing. I do not. Somebody said socks with sandals. Okay, literally call me crazy. I think that that's weirdly timeless. I don't know. Call me crazy, but like I cannot see a world in which I do not wear my Birkenstocks with socks and wear them in public. Like I cannot see a time in a place where that will not fit into my life. But let me explain something interesting about the socks and sandals phenomenon here. I think the reason why socks and sandals are timeless are almost because they're so bad. It's so bad. It's so the opposite of fashion. It's so corny. It's so goofy that almost makes it timeless. There's an irony in the whole thing. You know? Like, it's almost so bad that it will never go away. And like, do you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Next, somebody said Ugg boots. Ugg boots are by no means timeless, but yet I will probably be wearing them for the rest of my life because they are just so comfortable. I don't care what they look like. If I'm wearing my Ugg boots, I don't care about whether or not I'm being fashionable in that moment. So who cares if Ugg boots are fashionable or not? I'm wearing those bitches at the grocery store. I feel like I'm wearing my pajamas. Life is good. I don't give a fuck if they're timeless or not. They're an unbeatable comfy shoe. I mean, like they're so incredibly comfortable that I do not care. I do not care if they are timeless or not because they're not. They're not timeless, but I do not care because I will continue to wear them whenever. Do you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, Ugg boots could be timeless. No, you know what? No, they're not. Okay, they're not. Somebody said tennis skirts. I'm stumped on tennis skirts because they're timeless, in my opinion, but barely, right? Because tennis skirts are preppy, you know? They're preppy. They're like relatively simple in their design. They're simple, you know? Not too crazy, not too much of a statement. They can be worn with a bunch of different things and styled in so many different ways, which makes me feel like they're timeless, but yet they were so incredibly heavily trendy within the past year that I feel like the world kind of needs a break from them, even though I do think that they are timeless because of their preppiness and because of their simpleness. But I almost think that the internet broke tennis skirts because so many people were wearing tennis skirts. I mean, it was like hot. It was like the hot thing. Everybody was wearing them. And so now I'm like, I would normally say that they're timeless, but I do think that the world needs a break. I think we all need to take a break from tennis skirts. We can revisit them later. They'll always be there. I do think that they're very reliable, and I do think that they'll be with us forever. But I also think that we might have worn it out a little bit. We might have actually cracked the code of timelessness, and we literally wore out the tennis skirt, which shouldn't have been possible because it's so simple and so effective, but yet we wore it out. Listen, I was a part of it though. Last but not least, somebody said crochet bags, crochet tops, crochet dresses, crochet skirts, etc. Timeless, 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 timeless. Knits, crochets, timeless. I do think that there are some crochet knitted pieces that became really trendy, but they were specific pieces. When it comes to crochet and knit in general, that will never, ever go away. And it shouldn't, because I think it's some of the most beautiful clothing. I am so obsessed with knits and sweaters and just like even like any kind of knitted material. I think it's the most comfortable. I think it's the most beautiful. I have always loved it so much, and I don't see it going anywhere. I hope it lasts forever. I'm obsessed with it. It's so beautiful and dainty and delicate, but yet it can also be kind of rugged if you have kind of a sweater that maybe has a thick knit. Like, there's so many possibilities with knit pieces, and I just think it's fucking amazing. I love knit pieces. If I could just wear knitted clothes every day for the rest of my life, I would. And I would not be upset about it. Like, that's my dream, is just to wear knitted clothes forever. Knit pants, knit top, knit bra, knit underwear. I don't give a fuck. If it's knit, I want to wear it. And on that note, everybody, I really enjoyed talking about fashion with you guys today. That was really fun. If you want to participate in an episode in the future, the Twitter is at AG Podcasts. Go follow, keep up with what's going on. Leave Anything Goes a review on Apple Podcasts if you enjoy it. Follow Anything Goes on any platform that you listen to podcasts. I really appreciate you guys coming and hanging out with me every week. It means the world to me, and you mean the world to me, and I love you so much, and you're amazing, and I hope that you have an amazing rest of your day, and I love you. Okay, bye.